You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We are here.
And we are all together.
You follow that?
Yeah.
It's John and Gordy.
Good Friday afternoon to you.
And Paul was a walrus, huh?
Paul was.
He was a walrus.
He was, yeah.
And or dead. You know, it's hard to say.
Well, you're true, huh?
Yeah.
I know. People are begging to hear the Paul McCartney is Dead reruns that...
played that a while back.
Yeah. I saved up many, many years ago.
Oh, man.
Maybe we should play an episode
here.
We
should do
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that sometime.
All right. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. But now it's time to give away our final pair of tickets today for the All-American Rejects. They're coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. Do we have any All-American Rejects music or some reasonable facsimile thereof? Aaron Zommers, take your time as I will continue to read the copy.
Yes, it'll come on.
Okay. The All-American Rejects are going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair Thursday, August 13th. Tickets went on sale this morning at wistatefair.com, but we have a pair of tickets that you can still win. Get in on this contest. We'll select one more winner today, and you have until 6 p.m. to text us the following keyword. The keyword is stage. S-T-A-G-E, stage. All right. And again, go to the Civic Media app, click on your local station on the network, and send us that keyword. Just look for the text button at the bottom. The keyword is stage, S-T-A-G-E. Get it in before 6 o'clock this evening. We will notify you if you are the winner. Again, tickets are on sale now at WIStateFair.com for the All-American Rejects at the Wisconsin State Fair on Thursday, August 13th.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Now let's talk about Mad King Don. Oh, I know. I won't call him a king, but he is a dictator.
Yeah.
But that doesn't roll as well as Mad King Don, right?
Right.
I mean, he thinks he's a king. We are using it in a negative way. So, look, I don't want to sit here and have to explain this every time.
Like, diagram that
every
out on the whiteboard? What are you doing?
Time I just say this.
What's the story?
Okay,
Don?
The story is, and this has really gotten under my craw, Trump floated the tariff idea against countries that don't go along with his plans for Greenland. All right.
He just can't let go of this.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
This is just, he's truly mad. You know, I mean,
mad, crazy mad.
Yes. We're not calling him names. Yeah. No one would think like this. No one would ask for something like this unless they were totally mad. Right?
Yes.
All right. Let's listen to the madness, okay?
I said, no, we're going to put a 25% tariff, which is, by the way, I called Germany. No, 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 we will not do that. I said, no, we're going to put a 25% tariff, which is, by the way, about 7 times more than they would have to pay by raising their drug, like 7 times.
Know.
This wasn't like a little bit
he
more.
He doesn't know.
7 times more. And I may do that for Greenland, too. I may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, because we need Greenland for national security. So I may do that.
Okay, there it is. That's the threat.
Well,
that's what he said. I'm not making it up.
Well,
I haven't paraphrased it.
I'm sure
him saying it.
Right.
That he's going to put a tariff on countries that don't let him go along with stealing Greenland.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably knows that Canadian troops are going into Greenland, as well as British troops and German troops. Yeah, they're heading toward Greenland, even as we speak. They may already be there.
Truly amazing.
Yeah.
Truly amazing.
Right.
I may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, because we need Greenland for national security.
Wow. France, Germany, Sweden, Finland, Norway, the Netherlands, all sending troops into Greenland.
So what do you think of that?
Yeah.
What, is it time to call this guy mad? Is it? This is just outrageous what he's doing to the cities. He wants to do more of what's happening in Minneapolis, like all across the country.
There's Venezuela.
They're training people for it. Yeah. Pete Hegseth confirmed it. You know, they're going to have special forces going in to all these different cities. And it's just, he truly is mad. He just wants to get even or back at. I don't know.
He just wants to create more and more chaos. That's why Venezuela, that's why Colombia, Canada, Greenland, you know. Still got a war in Ukraine.
We did not have that problem. The problem he's talking about is immigration.
Right.
The fact that there are people in this country, immigrants, here illegally, I got it, or even legally at this point, they started kicking them out and swooping them up. So it wasn't so much just the immigrants who are here illegally.
Right.
Even the ones who were here legally got swept up. They are taking kids, and they're using kids as hostages to get the parents to come out of the house to take their child.
Unbelievable. Yeah, just stirring up more disruption and chaos and confusion and distraction from the Epstein files.
Here's the thing. I thought of this today. When they swoop these people up and their families are wondering where their relative is.
Right.
Where these people are. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4 days later, they find out when they're released. The thing here is, why not have a list? Every night, they come out with a list of the people they have arrested and put that list out so people can check those lists and find out who's been swept up by ICE. Wouldn't that be a little more convenient? They don't seem to care a damn about anything that we care about.
Right.
The thing is, if you write down a list of the people who have been disappeared, then there might be some accountability. There's more of a record of it.
Yeah,
that's
it.
They don't want accountability. Yes.
Right.
Let's head to the phones. Right. Gene is calling from Eau Claire. Good afternoon, Gene.
Hi, guys. Great show as usual. I would like to say some characteristics here of a sadistic personality disorder. And I would like people to think about those. Just think of any people that might fit this description, okay?
Okay.
A perversive pattern of cruel, demeaning, and aggressive behavior. Used physical cruelty or violence in relationships, humiliate or demean. I'm cutting this down so we don't get into it, so I take so much time.
Sure,
humiliation or demeaning people in the presence of others. Has treated or disciplined someone under their control unusually harshly. Amused, takes pleasure in psychological or physical suffering of others, including animals. Lied for the purpose of harming or inflicting pain on others. Gets others to do what they want by frightening them or through intimidation. Restricts autonomy of people. Is fascinated by violence, weapons, martial arts, or torture. Now, does anybody have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of these characteristics? Who are the people being hired by this to raise havoc in all of our cities in America?
That's right, and they really don't have any standards for the ICE agents. They're hiring anybody at this point.
Personality disorder, folks.
Is that real?
Is that
a real disorder? Is that the actual disorder?
Yep. This is an older model of the DMS-3 R revised. So this is an older one, but let me tell you,
it works.
I don't think we can miss any of these on one particular person. And a lot of the people that are now running the different areas of our government. So, folks, we got to educate. We got to get out yeah. in droves to get these people out of office, including those in the state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. All have right. a good day.
Jean, bye-bye. Thank you for that.
Jean, thank you.
Of course, you've coalesced in one spot, and that's the administration. Mm. Let's go to Joe. Joe, hey, what do you got?
Well, I'm sorry I missed the first hour of your fabulous show. So if you've already touched on the Nobel Prize, I did want to return to that.
No, we haven't. Go ahead and hit it. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but go ahead. Yeah.
As we know, it was this lovely woman, Machado, just gave him the prize because why not? And and huge grin on his face because it's the same as winning it if somebody gives it to you. You know, if I found that old Oscar statuette at the junk store, it's the same as winning it. I won an Oscar.
Yeah.
And I think where this ends up is just going to be fantastic. And in terms of fantastically sick, but also some good laughs here and there, it is noted that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and this is a quote, was talking about Mr. Trump, and he said, "This is a peacetime president," the guy who wants to invade Greenland. He says, "This is a peacetime president." Yeah. He said, now get this, you guys, he's made 8.5 deals ending war.
8.5.
What's the 0.5? I mean, what on earth would that be?
Almost deal.
Yeah, and then he adds, and he's also ended the war on saturated fat. Now, I didn't know there was a saturated fat war.
I didn't either. Maybe that's the right?
What a messy thing that must be. It reminds me of that time they had that terrible fire at the butter factory. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
In January?
Yeah. Yep.
And people were slipping and sliding around that. So that must be what we are to go back to. But I do love the fact that we just pick numbers out of the air, like 8.5.
Right.
I was kind of interested that he was taunting Carney recently, Canadian Prime Minister, and saying that Canada owes, I think it was $2.8 trillion to the United States because of this or that. And again, in the numbers absolutely picked out of the air.
Yeah.
And apparently Carney, and to his credit, just had this three-word response, show your work.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's good.
Show your work. And I think that's the other thing about this Nobel Prize that he's grabbing. He's got this new idea here now. There's no reason to do the work. Just get somebody to give you a prize.
So,
you know, you don't need the Nobel Prize in mathematics. Just hold a gun to somebody's head and take it. You know, look at me. I'm really good in math.
Right.
He is such a bully. He truly is. He's just got to have everybody else's toys.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether he is awarded the Peace Prize, as long as he can have it. You know?
Yeah, it'll be interesting if the Nobel Committee does give him the prize eventually for his victory in the war on saturated fat.
Oh, yes. Saturated fat.
That's a big one.
I think we can win that one.
All right, Joe.
Oh, God.
Have a great weekend,
all right,
you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, the Norwegian Nobel Committee has stated, they came out with a statement, you know, yesterday saying the facts are clear and well established. Once a Nobel Prize is announced, it cannot be revoked, shared, or transferred to others. And that decision is final and stands for all time.
All right,
so they're saying she may have given it to him, but it's not his.
I hope it doesn't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, well. 19 past the hour. Back with more of your calls, 855-752-4842. Still got a bunch of calls lined up and ready to go here. Coming back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy in the afternoon. Having quite the discussion here about Mad King Don and the fact that he might just tariff all the countries that don't go along with him on his plans for Greenland.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, I never saw this one coming. This is just nuts. And if that Supreme Court doesn't take the tariff weapon away from him, we are in real trouble.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that decision's now weighing very heavily on this nation. So we'll see what happens, where they come down on that.
Mm-hmm.
That should be out any day, I guess.
I think so. Let's head back to the phones, 855-752-4842. Charles has been waiting on the line from Milwaukee. Good afternoon, Charles.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Yes.
Hey. A couple questions. So the first one has to do with the murderous agent in Minneapolis. I noticed yesterday when I was watching the video again, him walking away with his with a pep in his step. He had a front vest just full of things. Were, do we know if any of those things were knocked off when she ran him over?
Mm.
Oh, my yeah. thing is, when I figured something would have fallen.
Right.
Well, I that occurred to me as well. So
yeah, he looked like he had a pep in his step, and yeah. everything was in place on his best.
Yeah, so that's yeah. the first thing. Then my second thing has to do with the this whole thing with immigrants and how they're saying, you know, we're getting out the people that are not supposed to be here, that the illegal people. So with Europeans that came here with the visa, that visas have expired, wouldn't they be here illegal as well?
Mm.
Yes, and that would include Elon, is that correct?
Right, well, because my thing is, I have not seen not a one video where they're snatching any Europeans out of their cars or their kids out of schools or their daycares or busting down the doors to get them in, send them back to either another country or the country where they were born.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, during the census, when I would go out and have these questionnaires, I ran into a whole bunch of people at the university, and they were here at the college to learn what they needed to learn and go back to their countries and improve their countries by what they have learned here, by the degree that they get here at our university, and we're stopping that. We're preventing that from happening. We're preventing other countries from improving by learning what we can teach them here, and they can take it back home with them. That's what's happening in this country right now.
So, Charles, thanks for that call.
Yeah.
Good, lines are open, 855-752.
Sometimes I get on my soapbox.
8-4-2.
Maybe a little relax, bit too man. Much today.
Well,
you know,
it's Friday. We got the weekend to relax. You know, you'll be able to kick back a little bit. You got big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
You're going to work around the house? You're going to check out your new AI glasses?
I'm working on the AI glasses.
Yeah.
It's going to take a learning curve, but I know I can grab a hold of these things and learn it very quickly. All right. I mean, you know, we'll see how long it takes AI to catch up to me.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, you tried the glasses on, right?
I did.
And they had the right prescription, right?
Yes.
I mean, so.
Yeah, they look great. Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, good.
Yeah. Brett says that we should start mailing our old trophies from high school to the White House.
That's a good idea.
Hey.
After all the people that complain about our participation trophies.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh.
Gather those up and
oh, that's
put them in
perfect.
A box.
Again, it's like I said, it's a guy who wants to have everybody else's things,
yeah.
you know? And that gives him happiness. And this is a perfect idea, Brett. Wow. Let's start sending our old trophies from high school to the White House.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue,
oh,
Washington, D.C.
Seriously.
I don't know the zip code. Maybe we can look that up.
That is a good
okay.
idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great suggestion.
It is a really good.
They need more. They need more gold and brass.
Yeah.
And
you know, we hardly have any time.
Yeah.
We have. We got to take another break here, but I'll tell you what. It's just enough time to put CJ on. What do you got for us, CJ?
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
I don't know. I he's been waiting on the line here. I don't know if we can get CJ.
Okay, let's.
All right, we're going to go to it right now. Here we go.
Yes.
All right.
Here
Good
we
afternoon,
go.
CJ. happy weekend.
Okay. 22 hours, I think I've been on
hold. Oh, we thought you were busy calling Tom Hartman again.
Yeah.
You know, he puts me on, but, you know, I heard that I was on probation and I must have got cut off because I don't know what I did wrong to get it. But I guess I got a number one fan. I think you mentioned his name just a minute ago that wants to do fax checking. Well, I got a few facts that I'd like him to check on.
All right.
Joe Biden, more Americans died from COVID during Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That's one.
That's irrelevant. Donald, I mean, I don't know what you're getting
over a 1.9% inflation rate to Joe Biden and his administration, and he took it up to 9%. That's number two. The third one I'd like to have him check is that the Biden-Harris border czar had the highest illegal immigration of anybody in the history of the country at 6,000 per day.
Well, Harris wasn't the border czar.
And now your party complains that we're going to find the worst of the worst.
She wasn't the border czar, so that's incorrect. And by the way, it wasn't
position
so much.
Doesn't exist.
The inflation wasn't necessarily a problem that Biden had. It was the fact that we had COVID and we had a supply chain problem, which created the high prices and the greedflation as well. So I just thought I'd set the record straight. Right. Am I fact-checking the fact-checker?
I think so. Right, news is coming up next. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy after this. Mm-hmm.
It's John and Gordy.
855-752-4842.
Yeah.
Some more phone calls coming in here. Let's head to Merrill, Wisconsin. Cornell is on the line. Good afternoon, Cornell.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I there?
Yes,
you are. On the air.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've been studying Ukraine, and I hope that people don't forget about Ukraine. Kushner and Wyckoff are making a peace deal with Putin, and Putin keeps throwing 100 to 400 drones a day into Ukraine. And right now that Ukraine has no power at all in Kyiv, and the people are really suffering because it's below zero. And I just hope the people will... don't forget about Ukraine. And, I mean, he's killing civilians. Putin has killed 13,000 civilians, 1,000 children in the last 2 years. And the girl's yelling, it's a genocide over there. I get my report from Professor Gerards, G-E-R-E-D-E-S. He does a Ukraine report. And I hope the people will... don't forget about Ukraine, because they're really suffering. It's awful cold there, and they knocked out the energy source there, so they have no heat, no power. So I just hope that the people will support Ukraine.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, good reminder.
Can't forget about Ukraine, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And
who was the professor that you mentioned there?
Professor Gerard?
I looked it up. I don't know how it's pronounced, but it's Gerds or Gerds, G-E-R-D-E-S.
Okay. Well, Cornell, thank you for that reminder, and we appreciate you contacting us.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
It's on social media. Is that where it's located?
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel.
Okay, YouTube. Okay.
Okay. Good to know.
All right. Always good to have some new sources for this information. We like to pass them along to you. I think we have, do we have a dark left sitting in our little library there recently, at least this month?
I believe we'll
check here in a moment, but we can go back to the phones here. Brett is on the line.
Let's go to Brett. He's been texting us here. Yeah, let's talk to Brett.
Hey, guys. It's time to DCJ the airwaves. I appreciate your you were right. It's exactly what I told him.
Yeah.
Or I would have told him as well. But he got a couple of other things I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no fan of his, so he got that wrong. And and this whole, when Joe Biden was president, cheeseburgers were $1.50 more. Who cares? Joe Biden doesn't have an army of secret goons shooting people in the
yes.
public.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that's an excellent point.
Brett, thank you.
I wish, like CJ or any of the other MAGAs that do appreciate listening to some of what we do here, I wish they'd at least acknowledge the fact that maybe some of these things are not working out as they had been planned.
Well, right. And and not only MAGAs, but just the old regular Republicans that identify as just Republicans, you know, that might be a little bit more recent. Is this what you really voted for? Is this what you wanted?
Yeah, you wanted the immigrants out, right? Now, is it okay to go after the Americans?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what's happening in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's continuing.
It's outrageous. Why don't we listen?
In fact,
we have Mike.
Mike from Muscaday on the line. Good afternoon, Mike. Oh, wow. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I appreciate the debate here and talking to you guys. And, you know, this whole deal in Minnesota.
Yeah.
When an officer of the law tells me to do something, I generally listen. Mm-hmm. I don't go and
I'm
confront
with you.
Them,
yeah,
or get in their face, or taunt them, because they're doing their job, and I have immense respect for law enforcement, mm-hmm. whether it's ICE or it's local cop, even a mall cop. I mean, if they tell you to do something, don't keep after them. If this woman wouldn't have stalked them mm-hmm. and harassed them. You know, maybe she'd be alive today. It's just sad. It's tragic. These people, they're like sheeple. They're not people.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some kind of, it's kind of you talk about derangement syndrome. They've got it. And I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of paid people over there doing a lot of dirty work.
Now, do you watch the video, right, Mike?
Right.
And did you see that Renee's vehicle was in the middle of the road, so vehicles actually went by behind her car and in front of her car. So she didn't really block anybody, right?
And she was in the process of moving her vehicle and complying with what they
she was
had
going to
asked
move.
Her to do.
Yep.
But, you know, I wasn't there, and I'm not an ICE officer in that situation, and, you know, it just exploded, and it's unfortunate, just like this George Floyd thing. If he would have listened to the police, he'd still be alive. When they tell you to do something, listen to them. Don't go jacking with them all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's terrible.
If I may weigh in on something, I would say in both of these instances, I think, yes, the citizens should have listened, but the response to them disobeying was very strong. Like, kneeling on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes is more than excessive, and shooting Renee Good is also very excessive compared to what it is that they did.
And that, according to the rules, by the way, ICE rules, they're not supposed to do what he did. He shot a person in a vehicle trying to move their vehicle. He got in front of a vehicle, which is another thing he should not have done. He should not have used deadly force in a situation like that. That is against ICE rules. There are no rules, according to the Trump administration. So, you know, they have immunity on anything at this point that they're doing. Are you okay with immunity, Mike?
I'm okay with certain aspects of the whole perspective here, but I'm not okay with not listening to the police officers, because in every case, if they would have listened to them, they'd still be alive today, and you cannot deny that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, CJ's my hero.
All right. All right. Okay. You know, Mike, we love hearing from you, so keep it up. You know, give us a call back when you have an opinion to pass along to us. We always at least appreciate, you know, discussing what we have to discuss here and fact-checking each other in regards to all the stuff that's going on right now. But I do think that, you know, the video is out there and we can kind of see what's going on in the videos,
mm-hmm.
including George Floyd.
Yeah.
I think
and leading up to
we,
it,
we have a lot of evidence proving our side. So
let's go back to the phones. Mark is on the line from Prairie du Sac. Good afternoon, Mark. Go ahead.
I'm trying to process what I just heard.
Okay.
Right?
From when Mike just said those people were told to get out of the Capitol when they breached the Capitol on January 6th, every single one of them could have been shot. I mean,
that's true.
It's utter nonsense to spout this stuff. Mm-hmm. But she did not offer any kind of real threat to these guys. I mean, to that guy, and he was angry, and he shot her. Yeah. That's why he did. He was pissed off, and he shot a woman who offered no threat to him whatsoever. This crap. Oh, you got to listen to the police.
Right.
Part of our right of freedom of speech is to petition our government, and she's trying to petition our government. I mean, in this particular case, she wasn't causing any kind of real obstruction to them at all, getting out there to do their kind of business. And these cops, apparently, they dumped a flashbang and they landed underneath the van and filled it with smoke, and the child just about could have died. I mean, the baby could have died. I mean, do they think this is okay? I mean, it is just.
I haven't followed up on the child and the baby. I don't know what happened to the baby.
Well, I heard today that apparently it bounced underneath the flashbang, bounced underneath and bounced underneath the wrong vehicle. Mm. Well, what the heck are they deploying flashbangs for in the first place?
Right. Yes.
I mean, it is just beyond me that they're doing this stuff. You do not lean into vehicles. You do not break a window to lean into to try to stop. The only time I ever leaned into a vehicle when I pumped gas is when I leaned in there and the girl that came in and she said, "Lean in, you look cold out there." I leaned in there and she gave me a big old kiss. But I mean, it is just.
Yeah.
It is that you do not lean into a vehicle.
That's right.
I mean, that you break a window and try to grab it, you're not going to. It's idiotic.
You're not going to stop a vehicle by holding onto the car door or the window. Yeah.
And if you shoot somebody, what happens if they hit the accelerator and the car plows into a bunch of people that are on the other side of the street?
Right.
It's idiotic. I mean, this guy. You have to. It is just.
I know, but here's the thing.
I get it. Yeah, we understand.
But here's the thing. I don't think Renee Nicole Good actually stalked anybody.
Right.
I think she was there dropping off her friend, and she parked that way in order to block traffic because the whistles were going.
Mm-hmm.
ICE was there. This is their way of protesting the situation, and protesting is legal as far as I know. And she did block traffic. But not really blocked any traffic, but she did have her car sideways, and traffic could at least go through either front or back of her vehicle. There was nothing there that really caused a scene except for the agent who decided to take the law into his own hands.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and she was asked to move, and she was complying with that. And she said, "I'm not mad at you, dude."
Exactly.
That's what she
said. Right to the guy who shot her.
Now,
that's outrageous.
And that alone should
make you think.
And they had a picture of her license plate. They could have just let her go and, given her a ticket later at her address. But, anyway.
Okay.
We've all seen the video. Let's see. Let's go to Cam in Appleton. Good afternoon, Cam. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Is it a generational thing to be saying for cops to be jacking them around? Is that a generational thing? Because I've never quite heard that before. And I don't know if Mike's flamboyant, but that sounds very flamboyant coming from I'm bisexual myself, right? Mm. So hearing someone say jacking cops around, it sounds like someone that has a lot of experience with hot cops.
It's an old phrase.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, Mike, no, I'm not ragging on you. If you're into hot cops and stuff, man, I could help you pick out a neat outfit, I'm sure. Hey, so these people that are talking about, like, as if Renee or George Floyd, if they had just obeyed, or Mike saying that CJ's his hero, you guys already pointed out Jan 6, but like none of you people put on your masks when you were told to. You react so quickly to things that emotionally distress you. You don't use logic with anything. The party of the F your feelings group is so hell-bent on forcing their feelings on everyone else.
That's
Mike,
right.
You're an embarrassment, and I can't wait till your arthritis catches up to you and you can't use a phone anymore.
All right, Cam. Thanks for calling. Now let's go to Todd. Do we have time? No, we don't. We'll get to Todd or Billy and Don in just a few moments right here with John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy. Coming up, we've got a message from Tim Walz.
Okay.
Quite the message.
Yeah.
And also, Tim Miller from Bulwark, he got a kick out of a protester up in Minneapolis. And, and I did, too. And when I found Tim's version of it, I thought, oh, well, I've got to pass this along to just about everybody.
Okay.
It's a nice opinion from one of the people out there protesting. Not a normal, everyday guy who protests, but I like what he said. So we'll be getting to that in just a few moments. First, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Tyler Billy on. What do you got for us today?
Well, in my mind, John and Gordy, when you say that you should comply with law enforcement officials, there's a couple different ways to think about that. And one would be if the law enforcement official is well-trained and acting justly and appropriately, you should comply with them because it's right and proper.
That's what I was thinking,
Right, but also, you know, one might argue you should comply for your safety when a law enforcement officer is acting unjustly or abusively because for self-preservation. Yeah. And those are two very different things. When black parents have conversations with their children about how to act when there's a police stop, I don't know that it's necessarily because they expect that the law enforcement is going to be legitimate and appropriate. It's because they want their children to preserve their lives.
Right.
And so that doesn't necessarily, you know, in ICE, for instance, the way that it has been staffed up recently, I don't see them as legitimate law enforcement officers acting appropriately. Hmm. So if the reason to comply with them is for your own safety, not necessarily out of respect for the law, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Very good.
All right,
Todd or Billy, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Let's head to Waukesha. Don is on the line. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, thanks for having me on. The one thing I want to talk about in that incident is that no one seems to be talking about the fact that they planned this operation in the middle of a school pickup or drop-off, easily like the two busiest and most stressful times.
Right.
Like everyone's day. And then as a former legislator, I got to work closely with police leaders, and like their training dictates that when you're trying to apprehend somebody, you know, you're looking for path of least resistance. You're looking for isolated situations. You want to minimize risk to civilians, and you certainly don't want to engage with innocent people trying to get out of a busy street.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you want to focus on the court. You know, you're looking for illegal aliens doing crime. Well, why are you bothering a housewife with two kids or whatever that is? But it's just, it shows the expertise or lack thereof involving ICE and people defending the legitimacy of it when they're wearing masks and they're planning these very public-facing seizures or whatever you want to call them, operations that just are very contradictory to what proper police, you know, protocol is, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I think also that they're intimidating a lot of people out there. You can protest all you want. You're not supposed to intimidate them and then push them around and then think that, well, they can't push me back. That's okay. You know, people can only put up with so much, and I think that's what's wrong here. The protesters are really fed up with this, the way the ICE agents are acting. I mean, this is just, you know, it's intolerable, and I can see why people are frustrated with them.
But so next time CJ calls, ask him that question about that.
Okay.
What do you know about, you know, proper seizures or proper operations? You know, would you want to have one during a school drop-off or pickup?
Right.
Yeah, that's the worst possible time.
Frustrated parents and also kids, innocent kids that could be in the line of fire.
I know. I know. The video that I saw, you know, the school that was attacked, the high school, but that was so, I mean, it was just appalling.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine my kid being in that.
Unbelievable,
melee. It was just outrageous.
Don, right. Thanks for that call.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
Yeah. Phone lines are back open again.
All right. We got a little time here. Why don't we get to Tim Miller and Sam Stein? They were listening to a protester up there in Minneapolis. I kind of liked it myself. I had a lot of bleeping to do. So let's check this baby out.
Okay.
It's 2:42.
All right.
This is just a man on the street interview. And it really made my morning. Sorry, there's going to be some cussing if you got some pictures
of cars. Ever gone out to these sort of things before? Never, never. I've never protested in my life. My brother's here. He does it all the time. I've never. Yeah. I like I said, I'm far enough away, but close enough. And I'm sitting in my cushy house and look at and get mad. And they're just trying to fucking scare people. And, you know, but why shoot people? You know what really pisses me off is the fact that they detain people, cuff them, and then still beat the out of them. They tell you it's immigrants, only immigrants. It's fucking anybody. I have friends that got detained, and all they were doing was fucking driving home from work.
Sounds like you don't fit the definition of the,
No, and I'm not fucking paid to be here like everybody fucking says. What the fuck is that? I gotta work in the goddamn morning, just like everybody else. I'm just here trying to stand up for community, dude. We're all human beings here. I don't give a who you are, where you came from, what color you are. It doesn't fucking matter. This is wrong.
I gotta work in the goddamn morning, just like everybody else. That's my Rick Santelli. You know Rick Santelli, the variant that supposedly started the Tea Party?
Yeah,
this is my Rick Santelli moment, this guy.
That's right. And that's what I was thinking, too. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, Rick Santelli was on the floor of Wall Street and it started ranting about everything being unaffordable, and that kind of started off the Tea Party. This might really? Be that Tea yeah. Party moment for a lot of people. That was a normal, everyday person ranting.
There you have it.
Yeah, what a day to, you know, at least come out with something like that. We'll get to Tim Walz's message in a few moments as well.
Mm-hmm. Governor of Minnesota, he had something to say about the current situation. We'll have that and more after a break for news, weather, and sports. It's John and Gordy. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.